summer is typically, you know, there's higher volume, higher intake in animal control, so they're flooded with dogs, and they're also flooded with kittens as well. So we're really hustling to get our dogs placed, and also at the same time get cats and kittens out of the building. There are litters of kittens that are waiting to go out into foster care. My name is Johnny Pastor, and I'm the dog rescue coordinator for Philadelphia Animal Welfare Society. Well, the city's animal control shelter, there's always a limitation on space, and we assist them by selecting and pulling animals out, and we function really as a no-kill rescue and also as an adoption agency. There always is a lack of space, and we're right there trying to open our cages to help them out, to keep their cages open. This week, we've been in a bit of a transition period because of our new facility, so I've been selecting dogs from animal control that we're going to bring in here for adoption. Just been super busy transporting animals at this point. It's kind of an intense job. It's interesting because the staffs themselves seem to form pretty tight bonds with one another because they're cast into these stressful situations. Sometimes with animals, it's life or death. You know, I've been able to see a transformation in the city veering towards adoption and the rehoming of shelter animals. A lot of people have kind of like hopped in and gotten involved. And there's all types of offshoot organizations that are involved in animal welfare now that weren't there years ago. You know, maybe the 10-year plan is a no-kill city. And I can certainly see us getting to that point.